Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like, we used to have terrazzo floors, and those would sweat.
Oh, they sweat.
You know? And so we're walking around in non-slip shoes, but your guests aren't.
Yes.
So we aren't the best.
We're not the best judge of it.
Thank
okay,
you.
Because we are already prepared for it.
We're prepared
for the grease. We're prepared to be in the kitchen. They're just prepared to walk around the restaurant. But the restaurant, if it's sweating, if it's slippery, you know, all these things play into effect.
Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we are waiting on older people in the restaurant. Should you change your service style when waiting on older people? Are there key points to look for that would help you provide better service? We will discuss, but first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Thank you again for joining us, everyone. If you're watching us on YouTube, do subscribe, do like, and that really helps the algorithm help us to grow and reach new people and help us to put wind beneath our wings as we do this thing. And it's worth knowing that young people visit restaurants less and less, opting for delivery service and takeout and things like that. So we're left with, not that we're left with.
Oh my God, that sounds weird.
Well, we're left to wonder how restaurants are going to adapt, or what's it going to look like, and who will be serving, and what are they looking for?
Yeah,
we have a real good idea of what it looks like now, but it's ever changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as younger people are, you know, they look for different things for their experiences. And are we forgetting about our older folks? Are we not accommodating them? What's your feeling on that?
I mean, technology-wise, I don't think we accommodate them as much as we used to, for sure.
That's an excellent point. That is an excellent point. I mean, even for me, I can't stand the QR code readers.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
As you have an older person, their relationship with technology or their own technology isn't the same across all old people. And it definitely is skewed across, if you're going to compare it to the younger generations.
Absolutely.
And so how are you going to feel, or how are you going to get them back when, okay, they might muddle through that and they're going to say, oh, I'm going to go where I'm more comfortable with reading a menu and things like that. And we make these choices subconsciously and consciously.
Yeah.
So in this episode, I really want to talk about all the ways that waiting on older people can be a little bit different, and what keys we can look for as we do that to really help facilitate that. Because let's face it, they're the ones that are really willing to spend the money on a restaurant experience.
Oh, absolutely.
They know what they're looking for.
They like the experience.
I agree. And so let's talk about that.
The younger people can learn from the older people on that form.
I agree. In some ways.
Dining etiquette as a whole has changed. You know, there's a lot more with the youth. There's a lot more not interacting. You know, when you go out with an older crowd, you will notice they interact with each other.
That
they
is
talk
true.
To each other.
That is true.
They're engaged in their conversation. They're engaged with the experience of the conversation. You know, they want to know what's going on and they want to have a good time while they're there.
I agree. And also, I find that when older people go out, it's more of an occasion.
Yeah.
So they actually dress up.
Absolutely.
They have their expectations mm-hmm. to have a good time. They're going to dress up and things like that. And you don't see an older person come in with a tank top. And I see that more and more.
Yeah.
That they're super cash about mm-hmm. this whole thing. Where, yes, that's nice for some places if you're just kicking it out at a bar off the beach.
Yeah.
But you have people that really want to celebrate a birthday yeah. or celebrate a graduation. And then you have
the other dynamics.
You have the other dynamic where you're like, why am I here if this person's here exactly. sitting right next to me? And that I think restaurants need to be mindful of that.
Yeah. It used to be a big to-do. You know, certain places would be a big to-do, like dress codes, the whole nine.
Yeah. Similar to flying, you know, flying on a plane.
Yeah.
It used to be a big to-do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a slop fest.
Absolutely.
let's attempt to define the restaurant experience through the eyes of an older person.
Okay.
I feel like they're more likely to go to an upscale place than not.
Than a middle tier or a lower scale place.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Correct. And so If there's a birthday or something to celebrate or occasion you show off, they're going to take their friends, mm-hmm. gather them up, and go to a certain type of
absolutely.
Place. So no matter what tier of restaurant that they're attending, they definitely, in my opinion, have crisp expectations.
Absolutely.
So if it's a lower tier, I mean, for lack of a better descriptive, I believe that they're interested in price.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they don't have the money, they don't want to spend it.
Exactly.
So they want to make sure that they get the coupon out, mm-hmm. they want to get the deal, and they're going to be all on that.
Absolutely.
Do you think we're missing any points for what we think that they're looking for in their experience?
At a lower tier or just in general?
In general. Yeah, in general.
Not yet. As we dove our way up the ladder, mm-hmm. there'll be things where I'll point out more and more.
Okay, so when I believe, no matter what time, I mean, no matter what tier, if they're looking for...
Well, because certain things are convenience. You know what I mean? You do things by convenience.
True.
You do things by, you know, who else is around. Because if you're the older person in your family, but you're catering to younger people, mm-hmm. you're going to kind of go where they still feel comfortable as well.
Yes.
So it's a matter of catering to who you're with. And that is one of the bigger things too, where, you know, they still cater to people.
Yes. I agree. Where they're not willing to cater to people is what time they eat.
No, true.
They are ready to eat when at 5:30.
They're ready to eat when they're ready to eat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's when it flips around and you have to cater to them.
Yeah, I agree. So early versus late, I think that that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Is to have the restaurant be open and available at a certain hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, opening at 4 o'clock for dinner versus 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
that will really get that flexibility in to accommodate that older crowd. Yeah, that older crowd. And so that is, to me, one of the keys is when they visit the restaurant and
they'll come in earlier.
They'll come in earlier.
They don't mind coming in earlier. They don't really want to wait. You know what I mean? For the most part, you know, because when I'm on the phone with people at my job and they're asking mm-hmm. about like a wait, because we don't do reservations, and I'm telling them, well, and they're always like, well, what time? And I'm like, you know, like prime time,
yeah.
you're going to wait. So if you want to come in, but then they have no problem. Like, well, what if I come in at like 6? I go, you should be fine.
Yes.
You should have a decent experience and be good.
So that they don't want to wait is also, it's almost all encompassing
yeah.
the time, right? They don't want to wait. They don't want to be crowded and they don't want it to be loud.
Exactly.
So the more people, the ambient noise goes mm-hmm. up and they're maybe a little bit uncomfortable with speaking over the
dinner. Yeah, they don't want to speak over the crowd. Exactly.
Yes. And so now let's talk about the keys that we can take into from this show,
mm-hmm.
what can we consider while waiting on older? people. Old people sound mean. Danny reminded me of
that. Just to be patient. You know what I mean?
Okay. Also,
being patient, being mindful.
All right. Let's write this down.
Being able to help them through their experience if they need help. Okay. Like, you know, guidance, you know. And just smiling goes a long way, I've learned, with anybody, but definitely with the older crowd.
That's funny you say smiling goes a long way. I have a new bus boy, and I'm not going to say his name, but he has a resting bitch face, but he's a super nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
And without really, there's no way to tell somebody just, you know.
Smile. Yeah.
To smile.
It's hard to.
Not only is it hard to, it must be annoying. I used to get that because in their mind, they're content.
Yes.
You know, there just is a disconnect between their inner contentment
and their outer expression. What they're showing, exactly.
Yes. So I encouraged him to be mindful of that and to think about that. And I shared with him my experiences. At one point, I had to practice smiling in the mirror because I just disconnected my outer emotions from my inner.
Mm-hmm.
And I identify with him a lot because he's young. You could see that whenever we talk, you know, he asks really quality questions.
He's engaging.
He's engaging and things like that. And like as you said, smiling does go a long way.
Yeah.
And it absolutely does. Whether you mean it or not, there are keys to mm-hmm. a smile. And a disingenuous smile is one that just comes from the mouth.
Yeah.
If you just smile from your mouth, take a picture of yourself and have a rested face and then smile from the mouth. It looks creepy as hell. You're wearing two different faces.
Yeah.
What really sells a smile is the eyes. We smile with our eyes.
Yes.
So unless you, if I have a rested face and I smile, right?
Yeah.
You saw it immediately.
Yeah.
But and I see your smile because we smile with our eyes. And when you practice that and when you recognize that, you can really affect other people because they say the eyes are windows to the soul. And it's very much true. You can communicate a lot through that. So then I encourage you to fake the smile the right way.
Put it that there way. There it is. Yeah.
Exactly. And so that was a very good point. Now, one thing that I must say, number one, the first key, you are correct in all those things. But for me, I want to find out what their expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that older people come in having an expectation. They may not even have visited your restaurant before. So those expectations may or may not be valid.
Yeah.
But they carry with them the experiences of the past.
Other places, yes.
Yes,
exactly.
Of other places. Last time I went to, and you're like, wait, it wasn't here.
Here, that's not here.
Yeah, exactly. But they do that. They do that absolutely. And so that can be a good or bad thing.
Yes.
You can blow them away or you can really meet those expectations good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have qualifying questions for them, you can kind of understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what their expectations are.
Mm-hmm.
And their expectations could be price-driven as well.
Absolutely.
You know, but I think it's mostly experiential.
Yeah.
Now, just because they want to safeguard against the experience that they expect doesn't mean that you can't turn them.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And so...
Because you can give your... they can come in with expectations and you can give them reality. But as long as that reality is... As long as you fit the reality that you paint for them...
Yes.
They will ride that way with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think tone goes a long way.
Absolutely.
So when they don't really recognize the experience that may be coming their way, you set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean... If they sense resistance in the way, even if you can't do something, there's a way that you can either say no or not be able to fulfill something. But if the tone is in a yes vibe.
Exactly.
You know, instead of saying, you know, oh, no, we can't do that. You say, oh, as it turns out, we have this.
Exactly.
You know, and then you shape that with tone.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps them a lot because... they understand. They've lived long enough to know that they're not always going to get their way. They're going to try.
Yeah.
But what they really are asking you for is to have a tonality of hospitality.
Yes.
Right? Not more so of service, but more of hospitality. How they feel. Mm-hmm. You let them feel that
they're there for the feels.
Yeah, they're there for the feels. More so, yes. Yes. 100%.
Yes.
Now, if they're expecting a great, great experience, that's easy to tell.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so all you got to do is not fuck it up.
True. That's all.
You just got
all you got to do is not mess it up.
Yes.
Okay? You got to make sure that there's that it's just there for them.
Yes.
You know, the little things. Just being efficient, they'll be happy.
The timing.
Yes. It's all about the timing at that point. Yes.
Don't make them wait.
Don't make them wait.
Make them wait.
And if you can even go above and beyond and do something before they even had to tell you, you look like a superstar.
Because they're thinking it.
Yes.
They are anticipating and they're thinking it. So make sure that when you have your section and your station or section, whatever, and you're going to prioritize, you're going to have to bump that older table up almost every round, whether it's the round of the drinks, the round of the food, and the round of the dessert. Because if they're ready to go and they're waiting on their coffee, they're going to get sour.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're ready to go.
Yeah.
It's such a fine line. And kind of stinks a little bit because you drop the ball and they got that long memory.
Yeah.
You know, you had this whole good time.
This great time.
And you didn't refill their coffee the one time.
And then they're on you.
And then they're on you. You weren't here for me. It's like, come on, man. Come on, man. Now, that was the first thing. The second key to consider, I believe, is the environment.
Yes.
They care about their environment.
Oh, for sure.
They want to know that they're not going to be sitting under the vent. You ever try to, I mean, I've never hosted, but I've sat people. And the older people, they're standing there.
They're freezing all the time.
And they'll look around. Before they sit, they're going to look around. They want to see that the sun's not peeking in. They want to know that they're not under a vent. They're going to see that they're not next to a large table. And he's like, come on, sit down. I'm holding these, sit your ass down. But they're considering all of those things. Absolutely. Even if they sit down.
Yes.
They'll be like, oh, no.
It's too cold here.
It's too cold.
It's this, it's that.
When's that party coming? They see a big top next to them. They're like, oh, no.
They're going to be loud.
Yes. So consider their environment. They really are going. If the table leans, you know, they're going
to. Oh, yeah, it has a little wobble to it?
Yeah. They're not having it.
Not having it.
Well, most people aren't either.
Yeah. But. I mean, your table shouldn't have too much of a wobble by any means.
True, but.
I mean, but as long as it gets fixed in a timely manner, you should be okay.
What restaurant floor is stable?
What normal floor is stable?
I mean, the normal floors are stable, I think, you know. My table ain't wobbling. But I also don't have multiple tables. I would never know.
Think about it, you're not moving your table either.
That's what I was getting to.
Yes.
They'll sit down and you have your table perfect.
Yes. Because there's spots in anywhere in the world, you know, there's gonna be a little bit here, a little offsetting things. When you're moving things stuff around constantly, you're not going to find that happy spot all the time.
Yeah, because we put restaurants in anything.
Yeah.
A creaky floor basement, a cobblestone sidewalk.
Absolutely.
We're throwing up a table and putting down some silverware and some glassware.
And calling it a day.
That's why I think that normal, like everyday floors are going to be fine. You put a table here, blah, blah, blah.
Because they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but consider if you put a table in your driveway. That bitch got to lean.
It's going to have an issue.
It's going to have an issue.
Yeah.
So then we fix that issue any way we can. We got like some people like turn the table a little bit this way and or they have the wobble wedges or they have the napkins.
Because it ain't the table, people. It's definitely the ground. Okay. Most of the time
it's both.
It could be both too.
But come on now. How many times those table feet are gone? Because we're dragging them and stuff like that. The point is we fix it and it's just teetering on the edge of perfection. And you come and you pull the table out.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, this table wobble wasn't before you sat down.
Before you touched it.
Exactly.
It was perfect.
Why'd you touch it? I pulled the chair out for you.
Yeah, sit down.
I didn't tell you to pull the table. Now I got to do this whole Jenga puzzle all over again.
All over again. It was perfect.
It was perfect before you got here. And so they, yeah, they care about their environment. So as you seat or invite or what have you, know that that they care about that. So if it's a little loud and they complain and you're unable to do anything about it, you might have a problem.
Oh, for sure.
You might have a problem. They're not eating it.
No.
They're going to be like, what are you going to do for me? It's like, what? It's
you're in a restaurant.
I chose a seat by the traffic.
Or by the music or by whatever. Yeah. By whatever's going on in the building.
I can't turn off the traffic.
I can't tell them to stop playing music. There's other people at the bar.
It used to be so loud at the other place. I don't know if it still is. But let me tell you, people, I used to have to yell over the damn music. And they'd be like, can you turn the music down? I go, I wish I could. I would do it right now if I could.
But it can't.
But I can't. You chose to sit right next to it, though, you know?
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We have a. It's odd how people don't want to solve their own problems. They rather bitch and complain.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have I been outside, beautiful outside, South Florida weather, and they're doing like this? Oh, there's a fly here. And I go,
you're outside.
It's like ants at a picnic. What can I do about this vast air and God's creatures?
You're outside.
Talk to me.
Okay, like, what do you mean? This is the world.
This is
you
the world.
You chose this environment to sit in.
And I say, oh, do you want to come inside? In the into the AC? Controlled environment.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh, then be quiet.
Yeah. They do that with the heat too. They're like, oh,
it's too hot. It's too cold. It's too this. Hot. It's too that.
Or, okay, I believe the table is 101. Then there's doors that lead right outside, and they're on the outside, and they kept opening the doors.
Oh, to get that fresh breeze.
To get that fresh AC. Yeah.
That AC was for the people that are inside that decided to sit inside.
So I tell them, I say, listen. This door is to remain closed because we need to keep it cool inside. Oh, but it feels good.
Of course it does.
I go, you're outside. You're welcome to come inside. Oh, no. Well, stop opening my door.
Would you leave your front door open at home?
Idiots.
Okay, with your AC on, are you just going to let that money go right out your front door? I mean, we do it anyways, but still.
So for you to be comfortable, you want the people who chose to be inside
to be uncomfortable.
To get that hot air coming in. I mean, listen to yourself.
For you to be comfortable, you want somebody else to be uncomfortable.
Yes. Multiple people.
Yeah.
Morons. Oh. I was in my angry days.
And that has nothing to do with age, though. That could be anybody.
Yeah. We.
He stranded off for a minute. Yeah. So we're not just talking about, oh, that could be anybody. Okay.
No, that could be. That is everybody. even worse, you know, people ain't sitting outside in
the heat. Yeah, exactly. They're the first ones sitting inside.
Oh, they're the first
ones. So you're the one who just messed up their experience.
Exactly. If you lead them outside and it's hot, they're like, oh, they're not even going out. You walking out by yourself. They stop right at the threshold.
No, that feels good in here.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm not going out there. I felt that wall of heat.
See that window? I can look out that.
I'm the same way. You can't get me to eat out in the sun.
Yeah, and it has to be optimal.
I just came from out there.
Exactly.
Catch me winding up my window, putting the AC on, traveling through this hot earth to go eat outside in that. No. I'll eat nice and cool, and I'll be outside in a minute.
Yep.
No. You know, I'm not having that. No problem. Now, so as they can, we'll get back to it.
Yeah.
As they're concerned about, as they care about their environment, I make sure one of the things that I do is I carry a flashlight. At one point, I had two. Because I know the restaurant could be dim AF.
Absolutely.
And so I carry it not only for me, but for them. It's I have a nice little, they're both sleek in design. I need a new one because the other one, it doesn't matter. And so that I can lend it out to them. And they really, really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I recognize that if I can't see it, they can't see it. I know that for a fact. Is there anything that you do to...
No, I don't go that far above and beyond. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I will help you, you know, through... I will explain things. Mm-hmm. I will do all that. But actually, to me, that's a normal part of service. What you do, that's above and beyond, which is a beautiful thing, though.
Well, I feel or, like...
I mean, I will grab, like, an extra lamp if I feel like it's too dim out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's a bigger party. I'll put an extra lamp so they can all see and they can kind of work through that. But
yeah,
for the most part, you know, because everybody has a phone.
That is true. And that goes back to our first point. They don't have that intimate...
technology, yes.
Yeah, relationship with their technology. Case in point. How many times your father calls you and tells you to look something up?
Every time I talk to him.
How many times my mom tells me to buy something online? They have phones. They have computers. They have all of that. They just don't have that relationship with it.
No, you're right.
You know, so like an older person would stare you in the face and ask you a question while they're holding the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up.
But if they have the phone in their hand, I will guide them on the phone, or I'll guide them and show them where their light is on their phone, or help them out that way. I have no problem with that. I just don't carry that tool like you do.
Oh, so they're going to say they can't, you're going to notice they can't see. Well, here's the reason why I do it. I really want them to not have to ask or tell.
Yes.
So as I recognize,
it's a good trait. I'm not arguing it.
It's similar to if they drop something,
mm-hmm.
I will pick it up. And not them, but anyone. Because I know that they can pick it up themselves.
Yeah,
I know
I'm picking
that
they
up. They
have
a flashlight on their phone, but it's a point of service that they're going to notice if I'm,
no,
if I'm
like
there
I said,
before.
It's quality.
Okay.
It's anticipation. I just said I don't do it.
No. There's plenty of things you do that I don't. You know, it's not. I get it. And so that is another key. The third key, I don't even know how many there are. By this point, we've digressed a few times.
Really? I mean, we've been pretty much on track, except for when we went outside.
Yeah. the next key is menu design.
Yes.
Now, it does go in a little bit to, you know, the flashlight thing, but I've gone places where the menu design is atrocious.
Oh, man. Like, the print is tinier than those pocket dictionaries.
Great reference. Let me tell you. Not just tiny. In like, I've seen them in like a light blue font.
Yeah.
What world is...
Yeah, that you can't read, that you're like, what is going on?
What is going on? Do you want me to buy things here? You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it all has to be black, but if you're going
to
change it to a light font, it needs to be legible.
Visual. If you can't see it, then what's the point of having it?
Yes, it makes no sense. And I've so many times I've seen, to the point where when I see a good menu, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm impressed by a good menu that it has the main points, mm-hmm. in bold. Then you can actually read the minor points and
absolutely.
The ingredients and mm-hmm. things like that. It's laid out well. But when the things are too close together, it reads like a doggone, you know, paragraph in a...
It's no bueno.
And you know who thinks it's no bueno? Older people.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to be able to read it.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody should be able to read
it. Anybody should be able to read
your menu. And you should always have paper menus. Don't be doing that QR code crap.
Yeah. You can have both, but you should always have both.
I understand the fascination with the QR code because most places have a presence online and you just might as well link it right there.
Yeah.
The issue I have with it, a lot of times, they don't update them.
They don't. They're behind.
They're behind. Like, come on now. That is like, if you're going to do it
right
all the way. Do it right. Have the QR code. Have the and a lot of times the menu on the phone isn't designed well.
And it looks horrible.
It looks horrible.
It's exactly like, you know, and then like you said, your phone is already a smaller template.
Correct.
Okay, so now you're looking at a small template with an even smaller font. Yes, you can blow it up, but
then you lose your way.
But yeah, then you're, and like you said, we're dealing with people that aren't technology savvy.
Yes.
So for them to find their way again, it's already an issue.
Listen, it is not enough for you to take the template from your printed menu
and then,
yes, and then put it on the phone. That's not, it should be a complete redesign.
Yes.
A complete redesign. And then I'm really working out why I can't stand a QR code, because it is really in that format where you always have to pinch and zoom and have this.
It should be more simpler. It should be, if you're going to do it, if it's going to be in that format, I think it should be touched by like apps. You touch the apps and you see all the apps beautifully. Then you touch the entrees. You see all the entrees beautifully. Not one big menu like you're looking at, like a big menu.
Correct.
It should be compartmentalized. This way everything has its own kind of little menu, but it looks good on the phone.
Yes.
It's legible. It's very simple. It's very easy to navigate. When you pop back out, you see the menu. You go, oh, menu? Okay, go back to menu.
Yes.
Then you see, you know, dinner, lunch. This way you know exactly what you're dealing with.
Do it right.
Do it right.
It's a separate experience.
Yeah, it's a separate experience.
Separate experience. I'm not saying you really have to. I don't necessarily agree that you have to have a different app for it. But what you have to do is be mindful
of what you're dealing with. Yeah.
Experience of looking at this phone and what's there.
Yeah, because the phone is tiny. I mean, all of, you know, for the when you're talking about a phone to a menu,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about a big difference in size.
Yes.
Okay. You put your phone up against a regular size menu, it is not even an eighth of that page.
Yes. So what I believe should be happening is, as you have the menu items or the section, it should be optimized for mobile.
Exactly.
And it is not. And that's a big mistake and why one of the biggest reasons why I'm turned off from that experience. Not only for the fact that if I've turned my phone for a little bit, I got to navigate to get back into mm-hmm. it, because a lot of times you lose it
for whatever reason. Exactly.
It's lazy and I find it to be distasteful. I've remembered the places that don't have paper menus and not gone back.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have the luxury of pissing people off to that point that they won't come back. If you're bleeding customers, you got to have at least two more people to replace me.
Yes.
Because you want your business to grow, not just, you know, maintain.
You don't want to survive. You want to grow.
Because if you survive and you're already dying.
Yes.
Because somebody else is going to do it better. And we recognize that and we go there automatically. Now, yes, the menu, I tend to describe, like you said, the menu items more to older people.
Mm-hmm.
I go in depth. So as the specials, I get deep into it. The menu items, as they ask me about it, I go all the way deep into it. Should you do that for everyone? I just don't.
No, you don't have
because
to.
Because they don't need it.
They don't need it.
They can read it.
Yeah.
You know, I tell them the highlights. I sell the sizzle.
Yeah, you do what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
But with older people, I make sure that...
You give them a little bit more time.
So I've noticed, I've gotten to notice when I'm dealing with someone who cannot read. People that can't read, you ever deal with somebody that can't read? They ask you a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And so it's not even like they can't read because they can't see. They can't read because they can't read. So they'll ask you these clever questions and they tend to make decisions very quickly because they want to skirt around that you saying like, oh, right there and blah, 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 blah. So it's similar to that. Older people that can't see, they don't want to be referenced mm-hmm. to the menu. So I go deeper into the descriptions. And so, yeah, I've had that a few times where I'm like, this person can't read, you know. But I tell you one thing: we had a, I think it was a dishwasher, that couldn't read. We even had a food runner that couldn't read.
Yeah,
that, do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how are you gonna run food if you can't? They're like, what's that say? I don't have my glasses. I'm like, you ain't got no darn glasses. They got the idea, yeah. But they're going to fully read.
Yeah.
And so, lastly, I talk about the last key that we will talk about today while giving you tips on dealing with older people. I call this category the non-obvious. A lot of things that aren't the huge obvious bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the non-obvious? The surfaces in the restaurant, like whether you have carpet or floors, is it slippery? Do you have runners in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Is it well lit?
Stairs. What kind of stairs are you dealing with? Do you have an elevator? Do you have access to every floor? Can we make it up the stairs? Will it be a pain in the butt for us to, you know, because that's plays on where they're going to sit in your restaurant.
Yes, so as you come through, and they come into the entrance, sometimes entrances can be very narrow, or as you navigate through the restaurant.
There's tighter situations.
I've been to restaurants where I basically got my nuts in somebody's face trying to get by. It's tight.
Almost impassable.
It's almost impassable. And so as an older person, they need more width, even mm-hmm. though they don't necessarily take it up. They want to be able to see
exactly.
the aisle, the runner, the alleyway, the grid. And so I know that's not necessarily cozy. But as you lead them to get seated, they're going to be terrified to get up and navigate to the bathroom and things like that because they don't really see a clear avenue mm-hmm. and things like that. And
They'll see the yellow brick road.
And so another one that is really subtle has to do with the silverware and the plateware.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the silverware can be very slippery almost. I don't want to say slippery, but they don't really have
greasy?
Good grip. Not greasy. Smooth.
Smooth. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smooth. Older people need that texture.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you have imagine your dinnerware. Some dinnerware are very shallow. And so as you push your food around the plate, you have to have more control on the silverware mm-hmm. and on the plate. So you really want to have an edge to the plate or a lip almost.
Yeah.
So then as
it stops things, yeah.
It stops things. And a lot of people don't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just think of the plate as a plate is a plate, but there's technology in plates.
Oh, yeah.
So as you're sliding your food around or cutting and things like that, or you're going to maneuver to scoop that,
mm-hmm.
you need an edge.
So it doesn't drop right on your lap.
Yes, or on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another thing. The glassware, how big is it? Is it like that smooth, you know,
yeah, where you pick it up and drop it out of your hand when it's going to a little condensation.
Exactly.
On it.
And those things are not necessarily on most people's radar, mm-hmm. but those are the non-obvious that you really need to take care of. Put a runner down in the middle of your restaurant. If like we used to have terrazzo floors and that would sweat.
Oh, they sweat.
You know? And so we're walking around in non-slip shoes, but your guests aren't.
Yes.
So we aren't the best.
We're not the best judge of it.
Thank
okay,
you.
Because we are already prepared for it.
We're prepared
for the grease. We're prepared to be in the kitchen. They're just prepared to walk around the restaurant. But the restaurant, if it's sweating, if it's slippery, you know, all these things play into effect.
Yes, absolutely. So take care of those and let us know if there are any keys that we missed.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment or you could reach out to me. Follow me on Instagram at The Modern Waiter Podcast. And you can email me at themodernwaiter@gmail.com.
Boom.
I do answer people. I meet people all the time on that reach out to me. And so it's a good time. Thank you so much for joining us. Once again, we do this for you each and every week.
Tell them who you are.
I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny the Villain. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Like, damn.